Jeff Marlowe, Dominic Conti, Mick Orff, returning to Hong Kong, returning to Singapore. Except we're starting off in Hong Kong, and Mick Orff, you're the only one that's been to Hong Kong of this group.
That's absolutely correct, and I've never been to Singapore.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 202, Our Asian Invasion.
So for the Hong Kong audience who don't know you guys, let's introduce you guys to the Hong Kong audiences, Hong Kong and Singapore audiences. Now Mick Orff, they've seen you in Hong Kong. You've been with the Reduced Shakespeare Company for how long?
5 years, 2005, 2006. Yeah, about 5 years.
And have you done all the shows?
With the exception of the new sports show, I have, yes, done all five of the shows.
All five of the shows. And with the exception of sports and the exception of the Millennium Musical.
Correct.
You've done five of the seven.
Correct.
Reduced Shakespeare Company shows.
I'm currently playing the oeuvre,
the repertoire.
Yeah, I've done all five of those.
And you play the red role, sort of the Reed Martin role, the enforcer role.
That's absolutely correct. The Reed Martin role, Reed's big influence on me.
But it's a kind of an acting job for you because you're not as much of a hard ass as Reed is. You have to access your inner Mo.
We often talk of this for me because I am such a swell guy.
Yes.
Occasionally, I have trouble yelling and screaming at these two idiots.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Can the Hong Kongians hear us rolling our eyes?
Yes.
At this.
And yet I look like a bit of a hard ass because I have a crew cut and I'm stocky. I like to think that I look like your high school PE teacher. Maybe not someone in Hong Kong's high school PE teacher,
right.
but maybe.
You know. But that's good. But you bring it. You bring the force. Bring the pain when you need to.
Bring the mo.
But you are not quite the crafty, wily veteran that, say, young Dominic Conti is.
Dominic
has been with the RSC for how long?
Yeah, since 2004. So I guess a year and change longer than you. Right?
And you are the real veteran of our group.
Of our group,
I'm
the long-standing grizzled vet.
The grizzled vet, and we discovered you actually doing a production of The Complete History of America that was not by the Reduced Shakespeare Company, by the Noble Fool Theater in Chicago, and we liked your performance so much, 5 years later, we said, hey, how can we get this guy into our group?
2 years later.
2 years, is that what it was? So you were just, but that was a great way. Actually, that was better than auditioning.
Yeah, that's kind of ideal, right? That's how you want to get jobs.
Yeah.
A job and then have someone give you a job.
So you had already knew the America show when you started performing it for us. You learned the Bible show, and you are one of the original cast members of Completely Hollywood Abridged, which you'll be doing in Singapore.
That's right.
You brought it. You originated it.
Yeah. Additional material.
Skinny.
Well, and in terms of podcasts, we were talking just a couple weeks ago about how which of our podcasts is the most popular, and one of the most popular one is the Great Dorkalogue that you do at the end of the Hollywood show. We did a podcast about how you came up with that.
That's nice that people want to listen to that. Yeah, and it's kind of interesting about, you know, sort of like a creation of sort of thing, how
Absolutely. The
RSC works from the inside out.
Yeah,
you know?
How the RSC works, yeah. And also that it's a breaking down a kind of a signature show-stopping moment that you do at the end of Completely Hollywood. It's so funny.
So, sort of like what part of it was true and born of that, and then kind of, you know, the story of how it came about and whatnot. Yeah, so yes, I think a person or two Facebooked me about it, and you know, like they dug it. Yeah, it was good.
So Dominic and Mick, being veterans of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, You're joined by young Jeff Marlowe.
Or carrying the weight of.
Yes.
I think it's a better way to put it.
You're bearing the burden of young Jeff Marlowe, who is the one of the newest members of the Reduced Shakespeare.
Newest, aren't I? I think I'm the newest. I think I'm still the newest member of the show. When I joined 2 years ago, I was the newest member, and I think I'm still the newest member.
You are still the newest member. You know, and so what shows have you done for us?
Well, at this point, I will have done America and Hollywood and Bible, which are the three shows that we're doing in Asia.
That's right. Okay. So where did you come from? You auditioned for us at the same time Mick Orff did, and we weren't looking for your part then. And then you auditioned another couple years later.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then we found a part for you. You have a ton of theater credits all over the country a little bit, but mostly here in LA where you're based.
That's right. Yeah. I've been an oxymoron for a while, which is an LA theater actor, because there's no such thing, and
I know
it's just me. But
yeah, yeah, you and like two other guys, you see each other at all the auditions and in all the shows, and you've worked at all these. This is a thing I loved about seeing your resume. You've worked at a bunch of different theaters, but you've worked at them a lot. You know, which tells me, oh, they like people like working with him over and over again.
But isn't that how this business works? No matter what you're doing, you get hired through relationships. You very rarely get hired when somebody doesn't know you already. That's the best way.
No, it's true. It's just when I'm hiring, I want to find the actors who have worked at theaters more than once.
As opposed to the ones who were kicked out every time they showed up at the door.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly right. And we've done a podcast with you when we went off to tour America about how this job, stepping into a Radio Shakespeare Company show, you were describing it as sort of like a...
Like being an understudy or a replacement in a long-running show. It's basically, right. Yeah, that's essentially what it is.
Right.
And, yeah, and it's amazing for me because I think, as I mentioned in that podcast, I saw you and Reed and Adam do the Shakespeare show in, I think we decided it was 93.
Ouch.
And who knew back then?
Yeah. Talk about wizened. Talk about, yes.
It was the first time I was allowed out of my crib, and it was a great experience.
Well, so, all right, so as the newbie, what sort of hazing rituals, Dom and Mick, have you come up with?
Well, I'm sorry to contradict you, but Jeff has, I did a long tour of the America show with Jeff Marlowe in 2008, in the fall of 2008, and...
yeah, it's not his first tour.
He's not a newbie, he's not some...
But I'm the newest
yeah.
of the...
Yeah, it's relative. Yeah.
I mean, we can't haze him as such.
Yeah. Oh,
but we can still behave badly.
Yeah, that's true. So you've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, we can just do that in a general sort of way, not a new guy sort of way.
Although Dominic does punch Jeff in the arm a lot, just for no reason,
and
randomly.
In the script.
Yes.
He did.
Punch you right in the script?
he disintegrated my script yesterday.
Right in the script.
Oh, dear. Well, so I guess, so this is an interesting... I mean, it's going to be an interesting time for the Radio Shakespeare Company because we're only having two companies out. The three of you will be in Hong Kong and Singapore, and Reed and Rippy and I will be doing sports. But we have one performance of the Shakespeare show in November something in South Carolina, but you guys are doing the America show, the Bible Completely Word of God Bridge, and Completely Hollywood Bridge. So the RSC will have five of its seven shows out at the same time. I guess my final question for you guys is, you guys are touring three of the RSC's seven shows, almost half, almost 50% of the RSC's. Are you strong enough to do it? Can you do it?
Well, we in a few hours, we're about to get on a 15-hour flight to Hong Kong, so that should be enough time to learn most of the shows in time to perform them, I think. We'll see.
Hi, my name's Phil Whelan from RTHK Radio 3 in Hong Kong.
Hi, this is Carol from Class 85,
and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? Well, this week we'll be performing The Complete History of America Abridged and The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged at the Academy for the Performing Arts in Hong Kong. Then in 2 weeks, we'll be performing for 2 weeks at the Jubilee Hall in Singapore, performing Complete History of America Abridged and Completely Hollywood Abridged. You can also see us here in the U.S. performing The Complete World of Sports Abridged this Friday night in Burlington, Vermont. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific venue and ticket information. So, Mick, do you have, as the wily veteran, as the wizened veteran of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, do you have any advice for Dominic and Jeff about surviving in Hong Kong, being a tourist, the local cuisine? What sort of tips do you have for the guys returning home?
I actually have been speaking to Dominic more than Jeff, although we've all communicated a little bit before this trip. The one piece of advice I gave to Dominic was to try to get some Asian food under his belt before he leaves the States. We all know that Dom is very much a meat and potatoes man, and I wonder if you took my advice, Dom. That's my question.
Oh, not in the slightest. It went right out of my noodle. Yeah. I haven't eaten a bit of it. And then said that why? To get me used to it?
Yeah, I said it three times, buddy.
Oh.
That altitude training? Is that what we're talking about?
Something like that, because we're going to be taken out to a couple of dinners. I remember that mm-hmm. Matthew and company took us out a couple times. And then also... they buy us lunch between matinee days when we have two shows, but they're not going to buy us, you know, burgers. They're not going to buy us fries. It's going to be Chinese food.
But like
really, they have Chinese food? Can you get good Chinese food in Hong Kong? I guess that's my question.
You can. Unfortunately, an hour after I eat it, you need more.
Well, there you go. Classic.
So this isn't like P.F. Chang's, isn't the training for this, or is that what you're talking about?
Actually, that wouldn't have been bad, or Panda Express. any freaking Chinese restaurant. Go in and try a few things. Hey, I'll try the beef and broccoli today, just to see if you like it.
Well, they're going to have meat and vegetables there at these places that we attend that are going to be...
Yeah. Yes, I mean, Chinese food is often meat and vegetable.
Yeah. No, I mean, some of those vegetables I like.
Do you like broccoli?
Broccoli's which one's broccoli again?
It looks like a tree.
Oh, that, no. God, no.
How about green beans?
No.
All right, well, at the risk of making this podcast entirely about Dominic's diet, none of you have been to Singapore yet. Here's a food tip for Singapore. Go to the, anywhere you are in Singapore, you can go to the food courts that they have. And they all look like you wouldn't, why would I go walk down to eat at the stall? But they've all got the greatest foods from all over the world in these food stalls. And because it's such a, strict and lovely government there, who really
strict and just.
And strict and just and watches after its people so well, you know, you can trust the food there, you know.
I think our Singapore trip was just canceled. I think we're just doing
what just happened? I don't even know what happened. But you can eat.
Marlo got an email just then.
You can eat off a cart. And they've got just fantastic food from all over the place and cheap. Large beers.
Hello, you had me at beer. You won me at large.
Are you looking forward to going back, Mick? Did you have fun in Hong Kong last time?
Interesting. Last time around, I was not looking forward to the trip at all. I was a little scared and didn't want to, obviously, and then I don't want to be away from the wife and kids for this long, but I'm going and that's the gig, so let's start trying to be positive about it. Despite my misgivings leaving last year, I had a ball. So now this year I have my couple of things that I'm looking forward to, and I hope to see some new adventures. Maybe I'll take these guys to see the Big Buddha,
absolutely,
something like that. Yeah. Old adventures and new. Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
My question for you, for the two of you guys who've been there, is like, what other? I know you've talked about the Big Buddha. What are the other really cool things that you did there? I have no image of what to expect other than the Big Buddha and a city. That's my image.
Well, seeing the big. I'm not a good wanderer. I like to have a place to go and then see places on the way. And so you saw taking the train, taking the bus over the mountain over to the Big Buddha. You just saw some great, fantastic scenery. Walking around, took the ferry off across the harbor to get a suit. I got a beautiful two lovely suits the last time, and that was great. But again, being on the ferry, that was just so much fun. We got taken out on a nighttime junk ride. Hopefully that will happen for you guys this time too. The people were great. You want to be careful walking through the streets of Wan Chai, you know, and if a working girl, you know, kind of bumps up against you, you want to be careful because A, she's on the clock, and B, she might not be a girl. So, you know, just, you know, word to the wise.
Warning. Yeah.
Been there. Awkward.
It's all winners to me.
And the harbor's beautiful? The harbor is supposed to be beautiful?
Oh, the harbor's gorgeous. And also, we had to go out and we taught a couple of workshops.
A couple of workshops?
Oh, and you know, do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think they're going to try to schedule some workshops.
Cool.
We did on some local radio. We saw different parts of the town when we went out to a handful of different areas for the nightlife. They got some great, fantastic nightlife if you like clubs. And, you know, I don't. I'm an old man. What do I know from this? I go to bed early. But you young bucks will have a great time.
There was, you know what else I did that you guys will enjoy? We took there's a tram that takes you up to the tippy top of this mountain.
Yeah.
And I actually did it by myself because I was doing something when the girls went. And I think you went with them, didn't you? Well, same difference. And sorry, I'm just kidding.
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Maybe it was just Liz and Allie. But
Really cool up there. Beautiful view of everything, pictures and all that stuff. Strangely, there's a shopping mall at the top of this mountain.
How very American.
Yes. Yeah. But then I walked down the mountain all by myself, and it was far, and I was completely covered in sweat, and I, for a moment, thought I would die.
Because it's over 90 degrees most of the time we're there, right? Is that?
Is it? Oh, I haven't checked the weather. It'll be warm.
It's damn near tropic.
Yeah, it is tropic. And, I mean, the other nice thing, too, is that, yes, it's a foreign country, and it's but you can find any Western food that you need. You can find grocery stores for if you just want to just cook some noodles for yourself or whatever.
Bring some stuff back to your place.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like this whole conversation is kind of driven by fear, like how will they attack us in this foreign country? But it's totally...
No, it's great.
We're gonna have a great time.
And the audiences are fantastic.
I understand, too, so I've been told and I've read that Hong Kong has it's always in the top five of best skylines in the world. So is Chicago, by the way, but like Hong Kong, yeah. So I want to be... I will for sure get to a vantage point where I can look at that.
The harbor is a great place for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where the theater is actually, which is just a couple of blocks from where I believe we'll be staying, so you're not far at all from this view, but it's right on the harbor. So you look, if you just walk out of it, you can look out, and at night, all the lights
see
and stuff is
yes,
very
that's
pretty.
What I'll want to do.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast and enjoying it, and even if you just discovered it, will you help us spread the word? Please go to the Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast page on iTunes and leave a reduced review and preferably a 5-star rating. And if you haven't been enjoying the podcast, please keep that valuable information to yourself. Send us your continental invasions via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com, and our Reduce Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Kung Fu fighter Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Charlotte Wood. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Phil Whelan from RTHK Radio 3 in Hong Kong and Carol from Class 95 in Singapore, who gave us our first ever dueling celebrity blurbs. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 202-606th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Am I strong enough?
Yeah.
Is the Pope Catholic? Look at these guns, baby!
Oh, there they are.
Singaporeans, please note that these guns are awesome.
Look at
if you're missing
guns is slang for big muscles on his arms.
If you're missing the cane, I can just slap somebody's booty with these massive guns.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.